Who are the others?
Barbara Hanley and Warren Chapman.
Ah, correct.
On three campuses, there's three.
On three campuses, there are three.
Right.
That's correct. And the deans will get you a report, trustee,
yes,
to the entire board. Right. One of our goals has been, continues to be, to increase the diversity of the senior leadership of the university, and we are very committed to that goal.
And we can do the list.
Are there other comments or questions?
I have a question. Can someone explain to me what the Illinois Business Enterprise Program for Minorities is? What is the statutory and or what's the basis for that? Where does it come from?
It was a law that was passed in 1994 to increase minority participation. It really is to encourage small businesses. The gross sales of a Matthews firm can be only $31.4 million, but the goal is to increase our overall spending.
And those are a set of goals that simply talk about encouraging the increase in minority participation?
Yes, the Business Enterprise Council of the Department of Central Management Services sets a goal every year. It happens to be 19% of allowable sales that all state agencies and universities should be looking to achieve.
Thank you.
Thank you, trustees. Thank you, Mina.
I mean, I'd say those are difficult figures to look at. They're incredibly limited.
And yes.
But I guess it's good that we start looking at them.
Right.
With the understanding that, you know, over time we'll become increasingly impatient with some level of change.
Right, right. And the, shown on the last slide is a hyperlink to a report which is much like Walt's Green Book. It's about this thick, which has the detailed data on the participation success of underrepresented students, faculty, and staff. So we have it divided by discipline, by department. So it's, we've got all those detailed analyses.
I think I have enough data to know that there isn't enough.
Right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Somehow you have.
What I think what's really striking is that UIC and UIUC and now Springfield really lead or are among the top of the pack of their peers,
right,
which just shows you the tremendous challenge to all of public higher education in increasing diversity across the board. It's a leadership position, but it's inadequate.
You know what, I think we have to step or reverse course with the agenda, maybe Stan and would you be prepared at this point to talk about board committees and changes that have occurred?
Yes. Yes. One of the issues that the Board of Trustees wanted to address very early on was both the composition of the committee structure of the Board of Trustees, in which earlier, as you'll recall, there were 14 separate committees of the board, with the eye of reducing the number of 14 to some smaller, more focused number, and then obviously the need with several new members of the board to realign and reformulate many of those committees. So the board item that you have in front of you is a response to that effort. It recommends the changes in the bylaws that would provide for four standing committees of the board plus an executive committee of the board, committee on academic affairs, which is a traditional committee that the Board of Trustees has had for a long, long time, a committee on hospital. The hospital is such a major element in the overall configuration of the university that historically we have had a committee devoted to that particular part of the university, and then a committee on finance, audit, and facilities, which is a combined, a combination of some previously separate committees, but also a great deal of synergy, if you stop and think about it, between and among those three functions. And then finally, a committee on governance and ethics. You'll see also attached to the item a distribution of trustees among these various committees, plus the assignment of trustees to other committees or functions that are outside of the immediate purview of the board, but nonetheless provide for board of trustee involvement. Mr. Chairman, I think that's a general description, but I'd be pleased to respond to any questions that members of the board might have.
I appreciate that. I think there's been a great deal of discussion about that, so hopefully we're in good shape as to that item. I think, Joe, maybe you might take the next section, get us to some votes here.
Right. This afternoon's agenda has two senior appointments, the new structure for board committees, about which you just heard, two budget items, the FY10 budget, the FY11 budget, seven capital projects for deferred maintenance, five for new facilities, and a number of purchases. And so that is the agenda, Mr. Chairman.
There will be a public session a little later, as has been posted in the agenda, and I hope you will not interrupt the meeting again. I think we're also going to discuss the status of the search committee, and
appoint it.
What's that? And appoint it. So that'll come in the votes as well. There's been a great deal of information distributed about that.
Okay.
I think we're in good shape. So we do, can we move to the votes then?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Maybe I'd ask Michelle to walk us through the votes in the regular agenda.
The regular agenda, item A1, approved minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Number one, charge to the search committee to assist in the selection of a president, 2009. Two, membership of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president, 2009. 2A, approve appointment of Interim Provost Chancellor Urbana. 2B, approve appointment of Vice Chancellor for Research, Chicago. Number 3, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 4, establish the Master of Arts in the Teaching of Spanish, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 5, designate the iLab for Endocrinology, College of Veterinary Medicine, Urbana. 6, designate the Biomedical Imaging Center, Beckman Institute, Urbana. 7, amend bylaws of the Board of Trustees.
Thank you. I think we're going to take all of those votes together on a voice vote. If there are any trustees that would like to vote for most of the items or all of the items, but not one or two, they should just make that clear at the end of the each of the aye and nay votes. So we're going to take them all together now. This point. Can I have a motion?
I move that the regular agenda items be accepted.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. So we'll call for the aye votes first. Everybody in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you very much. Michelle, can you take us through the roll call agenda?
Certainly. Roll call agenda number 8, approve operating budget for fiscal year 2010. 9, approve requests for new operating and capital appropriations fiscal year 2011. 10, authorize banking resolution for Bank of America. 11, authorize investment managers. 12, award contracts for interior and exterior repairs to the English building at Urbana. 13, award contract for electrical systems replacement Everett Laboratory, Urbana. 14, award contracts for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems replacement, Gregory Hall, Urbana. 15, award contracts for ventilation remediation, Medical Sciences Building, Urbana. 16, award contracts for Trulease Hall traction elevator replacement, Florida Avenue Residence Hall, Urbana. 17, award contracts for Huff Hall North Addition, Urbana. 18, award contracts for improvements to the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, Phase 1 of the College of Nursing, Chicago. 19, approved design for Residence Hall West, Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons, Phases C and D at Urbana. 20, approved project for Oak Street Library Facility, Phase 3, University Library, Urbana. 21, approved project for fire alarm system upgrade and fire sprinkler system installation, Applied Health Sciences Building, Chicago. 22 has been withdrawn. 23, increased project budget for Memorial Stadium Phased Development Plan, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Urbana. 24, increased project budget for landscape and lighting, Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons, Urbana. 25, approved purchase and change order recommendations. 26, authorized settlement in Overman v. Lee et al. 27, disclosed certain minutes of executive session pursuant to Open Meetings Act.
So I think we're going to take these as a group all at once. I think we have to go around the table, roll call basis, and get an individual vote. Again, if there are some that you'd like to vote for and others, we can indicate that to Michelle. And if there are any that you would prefer to have additional discussion about at this time, we can do that as well. First, we need a motion.
I move for the acceptance of the roll call agenda.
Thank you. I hear a second.
Roll call. Dr. Carroll.
Aye.
Mrs. Sara.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Dr. Kortz.
Aye.
Mr. McMillan.
Aye.
Mr. Montgomery.
Aye as to all except 26, and I abstain as to that one.
Thank you. So noted. Mr. Oliver.
Aye.
Governor Quinn. Ms. Strobel.
Aye.
Mr. Tortolero.
Aye.
Mr. Zavarotny.
Aye.
Thank you. All items passed.
Thank you very much. I think at this point we might hear a report from the Springfield Senate. Is that right? Were you introduced, Jim Hall? Okay.
Introduce yourself, James. I'm James Hall. I'm with the University of Illinois Springfield. I teach in management information systems, have since 2000. I've served on the Senate Executive Committee previous 4 years prior to this year, and I'm going to give a brief update on the campus Senate in Champaign. First of all, I'm sure you've heard this before, but we've been part of the University of Illinois system since 1995. From my standpoint, I think we're a full partner in that regard. I think it's grown over time. I think we relish participating in the process and being our part of the system. Shared governance, I could just echo what Joel said. It's not easy, but it's very worthwhile. We very much embrace the shared governance model, faculty, administration working together and working through issues. Our Senate membership is somewhat unique because we also have, besides administration and faculty, we have civil service, academic professionals, and also a healthy student contingent. So our board meetings, we air a lot of issues, we got a lot of discussion, we bring up current, we hash it out, and we reach resolution. Our student base, I'm sure you've heard this, but I want to repeat it. We're almost at 5,000. I think we're at the highest level, 60% undergrad, 40% graduate. I think we're changing. We're growing. We have over 1,000 residential students now, and we have 1,000 residential, 1,300 online majors. So they're totally online, not on campus, which is over 25% of our student body. And I think that's created an atmosphere here on campus that how to deal with these different constituencies. Here's our focus areas over the last year for academics. We Academics do not stay stagnant. I teach in management information.